Litcast Slovakia, the podcast about Slovak literature in English. Welcome to Litcast Slovakia number 13. I'm Julia Sherwood, and today I'll be talking to a fellow translator, Marie-Thérèse Cermán, who translates into German from French, Portuguese, as well as Slovak. Marie-Thérèse lives in Leipzig and makes her living mostly by translating medical and legal texts, but in recent years has been increasingly turning to literary translation, mainly from Slovak. Hi, Marie. Welcome to this podcast. You've already been a guest on the German version of this podcast, so it's great to have you now on Litcast Slovakia.
Hi, Julia. Good morning. I'm very glad you invited me to your podcast.
So you're quite a linguist. You have French, Portuguese and English, of course, but Slovak seems to be somehow the odd one out among your languages. So can you tell us what has drawn you to Slovak as the language and to Slovak literature?
When I did my A-levels, I mean, when I graduated from high school, I wanted to spend 1 year in a foreign country. And my plan was to go to France, as I had French as one of the major subjects in high school. But then I ended up in Slovakia. Yeah, it was our parish had contacts to another parish in Slovakia, and we traveled there. We spent time there with young people organizing camps and such things, and the priest from this parish came up with the idea of me spending 1 year in Slovakia, and he had a flat for me to live in his parish house, and I was working at school as a German teacher and in the kindergarten. And yeah, so I decided not to go to France and spend 1 year in Slovakia. So then after this year in Slovakia, I decided to study translation for French and Slovak. And I also studied German as a foreign language, so how to teach German, as I did this in Slovakia, and I liked it very much to teach my own language to other people. So I decided to study this, and I went to Leipzig because it was one of the cities where you could study Slovak, and I was very happy with this because I could use all the things I learned during this year in Slovakia.
So the German book market is generally much more open to translated literature than the Anglophone one. But smaller literatures, such as Slovak, are still very little known, even in Germany. But somehow you managed to persuade Wiese Verlag to publish In the Name of the Father by Balla. So can you say a little bit about how that happened, how you accomplished that?
Yeah, I found this book when I was walking around in Bratislava, looking around in the bookshops a little bit, and I liked it from the first moment. And I think 2 years ago at the Leipzig Book Fair, we had a presentation called Speed Dating with four other translators, and every translator could talk 5 minutes about a hard project to some publishers, very big publishers, I must say. And then they said, sounds interesting, but Slovak literature nobody wants to read. The Slovak Kafka, it might be interesting, but it won't sell. And so as I had the excerpt already finished, I distributed it to some other publishers on the book fair. Also, everybody says you shouldn't do that because it makes no sense, but I did it, and at the end I received an email from Wiese Verlag that they want to do it, and I sent them a longer translation. I'd already done like about 10-15 pages, and I said, okay, it's interesting. We're going to do the whole book. Yeah.
That's great. Yes, I think sometimes we have to disobey the received wisdom and just do what we feel passionately about. I did the same thing with Bala. It took me about 3 years to find the publisher for In the Name of the Father, because I really, really wanted to introduce him to English-speaking readers. Now, what was it about Bala's writing that made you want to translate this book and go to all that trouble? And was the fact that the book won the Anna Sov Litera Prize in 2012 a factor for you? And do you think it helped to persuade the publisher?
What I like about Bala, also as Charles Sabatos wrote in the introduction to your translation of Big Love, his fiction seems to offer little comfort to the reader, but I always liked it. And as in the introduction for In the Name of the Father, Gabor Nemeth wrote, reading Bala is like getting on a roller coaster and behaving in an age-appropriate manner. You never know what's coming up. So that's what I like about Bala's books. He's, it's always surprising. So that's what I like about him. I don't know if this literary prize was a fact to persuade the publisher. You know what? I think your English translation and the reviews helped me a lot, because the English translation of In the Name of the Father was very positively reviewed. And having an English translation of a Slovak book helped a lot to persuade German publishers, in fact. So I have to thank you for doing the main work.
Oh, that's very nice. And it's reassuring, because I have always thought that translating books into English opens doors to other translations. And sometimes I also hope that having a Slovak book translated into German might help some publishers in the English-speaking world, because there is greater chance that they might be able to read German than Slovak. Have you had any reviews in the German press? How was the book received? And also, are you planning to translate anything else by Bala into German?
We presented the book together at the book fair in Vienna in November. So it was published in October, and we met with Bala in Vienna. And I had the impression that it was very well received, but I have to say that Wieser Verlag is a very, very small publisher, and they didn't do any marketing at all. So there are not many reviews. All the things that were organized were done by the Information Center for Literature in Bratislava. So the Wieser Verlag didn't do a great work on this, I must say. But they published it, what was good, but no marketing.
Well, I certainly do hope that you get more reviews. But in the meantime, you've had another translation published, and recently you had a presentation with Marek Vadas at Literaturhaus Leipzig of his children's book, Uciek, The Escape.
Yeah.
So can you briefly introduce this book to us and tell us why you felt it should be translated into German?
Yeah, The Escape is a refugee story, and maybe it is the most translated children book of Slovakia. It was translated into English, Italian, Spanish, Korean, Czech, and some other languages. And I also found it in a bookshop in Bratislava. And it's a story about a boy, his father, and his dog, Alan, who have to run away because in their hometown strange things are going on. So they yearn to find a place where they could settle in calm and peace. But their goal turns out to be extremely difficult to achieve. At one moment, the father gets lost and the boy runs away with his dog only. And they travel through villages, cities, and countries, and they encounter helpfulness and friendship, but also refusal. So, for example, they come to the city of excuses, or the kingdom of the great stamp. They are very fantastic places, and it's a story about the fate of another person looking for help. And Marek Vadas wrote this this book when all this the refugee crisis started, and I thought it's a very important book to be translated also from Slovak, because at the time with the refugee crisis, the Slovak Republic didn't have very good press about this theme, because they refused to take refugees together with the Hungarian and the Czech Republic and Poland. And so the so-called Visegrad states refused to take over any refugees. And for me, translating this book was showing the other side of the country. So that a writer has written something positive about this. So I find the whole theme, the whole topic very, very important, even more important than the coronavirus, because refugees and this whole topic will still be actual when coronavirus is maybe not important anymore.
Yes, sadly it's still very, very relevant, and those awful scenes from the Moria camp on Lesbos really brought it home to us that the issue is really nowhere near resolved. Also, we've recently, over the summer, we've had all these boats coming over the English Channel, and I have to say, as much as I was ashamed of the response of the Visegrad countries, I feel also deeply ashamed about the way the British government has handled it.
Yeah, the book was published in 2016, and since then the topic is still so actual. I mean, we are still in this crisis, so
That's right. Yes. And so the book takes place in Africa, which is where most of Marek Vadas' books are set. And he's also written several collections of short stories for grown-ups, some of which I have translated, and I found them really haunting. The way he combines this traditional African narrative with the European literary tradition, and the way he mixes descriptions of everyday reality with dreams. Now, have you translated, or are you planning to translate, any of his other books or short stories?
That's a little bit a funny story, because last year the Literary Information Center in Bratislava, they did such a grant, and you could come up with suggestions of books you would like to translate. And then they financed the translation of excerpts, or And I was suggesting Marek Vadas, his latest novel, Zlá štvrť, so bad quarter, or
a bad neighborhood, maybe.
Bad neighborhood. And then I suggested Marek Vadas' The Escape, so the children's book, and Bala's Big Love. And another translator, what I didn't know, I don't know if you know her, Zorka Ziklamini, and she lives in Switzerland. She suggested Marek Vadas' Liečitel, The Healer. So, as we both came up with the same author, but not with the same books, we had to discuss about this because in generally it's not so good if two translators work with the same author. So we decided that I should translate the children book, and she would do the books for grown-ups. So she tried to find a publisher for The Healer, Liercitjil, but as far as I know, she didn't manage yet.
Well, that's good that there are several translators interested in working on his writing. So another Slovak author you translated is Ivan Medeši. You've translated a couple of his short stories from the collection Jedenie, Eating, which also won the Anasoft Litera Prize, even though in fact it had to be translated into Slovak since the author is a member of the Ruthenian minority in the Vojvodina in Serbia. So did you find that this complex background posed a specific challenge to you as a translator?
Yeah, it really was a great challenge. So the translation of these two stories was very challenging because in the Slovak book there are still lots of these Ruthenian words, and I have a very good friend in Bratislava, and I sent her hundreds of photos from the pages of the books with underlined words, and always asking, "Can you explain this to me? What does this mean?" And sometimes she said, "I don't know, I don't understand it at all." And then she asked her husband, who is from the very east of Slovakia, and he understood lots of things we didn't. So it was very challenging to translate these two stories.
And so, what other Slovak writers have caught your eye? Is there a particular work or author you'd be interested in translating in the future?
I would like to translate Katka Kucbelová, Čepěc, so the bonnet. I don't know, but I heard somebody say that Eva Profousová, I don't know if you know her, she's a very very good translator for Czech, and somebody told me that she was asked by a publisher to do a sample translation, but I don't know if anything came out of this. Then for the book fair, I did a sample translation from Tomáš Foro, Svadobný apartmán v hoteli Vojna. It's about the war in Ukraine, but it was a very very interesting book, but I don't know, this war in Ukraine is already out of focus a little bit. So it's not in the press anymore as it was maybe 1 or 2 years ago. But there are other writers like Jana Bodnarová or Vanda Rosenbergová. Yeah.
I hope you will find your next dream project and that also that you find a publisher for it. And it would be really nice, I think, if sometimes we could meet in real life. It's as I said, I've been keeping in touch with the translators of Slovak literature into English, but I think we all have many things in common, all of us who translate Slovak literature, so it'd be nice to have a get together. So maybe
Yeah,
one day.
all the Bella translators could have a meeting.
Yes, that would be great. Yes. So thank you very much for doing this podcast, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.